Mercy and grace unfold. This CD has been made for those of you who may be struggling with deciding what is the absolute truth about mankind's final destiny. Some of you may be confused about so many varied religions, have no interest in spiritual things at all, or question why Jesus is the only way to God the Father in heaven. I offer this message to you in love, based on 6,000 years of recorded truth that has been miraculously passed down through the ages. I pray you meditate upon this message and that the love that is in it will be at the center of it all. The Bible, the book of all books, a book that has transcended the ages, flawless in all of its historical accounts, as well as predictive events. It says that God is self-existing, Lord over all creation, eternal, changeless, and faithful. It says that in the beginning of time as we know it, God created the heavens and the earth, and that He also created man in His own image, both male and female, in order to have dominion upon this planet and to worship Him. We were given a physical body from the elements of the earth so that we could properly function in the environment He placed us in, a mind to think with so that we could reason and make choices. No robots here. And a spirit so that we could better relate to the spiritual realm, the domain in which God and the angels exist. This realm is not accessed through the human mind by means of logic or reason. It is activated by faith, believing in what we do not see, by trusting in the infallible Word of God given to us through the prophets of old and the eyewitnesses' accounts of men who witnessed the life, death, burial, and resurrection of God's Son, Jesus Christ. This is what the Bible offers us. Interestingly enough, man was created with an emotion called desire, an emotion that can only be fulfilled through a relationship with God. That's in God's original design of mankind, whether you choose to believe it or not. Unfortunately, man has tried to fill this desire with fame, fortune, pleasure, you name it. But apart from God, you will never truly be fulfilled. Life and death remind us that we are not in control, and that your best efforts or belief system apart from Him will only result in your eternal separation from Him in a place where the Bible says will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, a place called hell. So what is the key to your spirit and soul living beyond the grave eternally with God? Jesus. And I will explain why Jesus is the only way to God. The angelic realm, which we already referred to, has already faced what man is currently facing. God created the angels to serve and to relate to Him. But when faced with the choice of serving their Creator or rebelling, one-third of them rebelled under the leadership of whom the Bible refers to as Satan or the devil. These angels are now biblically referred to as demons or unclean spirits. God has reserved a place called hell for them as well as for those men and women who choose not to serve Him. This will occur at a time fixed by God the Father alone. The Bible says that the first created man disobeyed God. We call it sin, and thus incurred the same judgment for mankind as was placed upon the angels. But because man was created in God's own likeness and His love for us so extraordinary, He made a provision for us to be saved from this judgment through His Son, Jesus Christ, should we choose to receive Him. What you need to understand is that in God's government structure, the penalty for sin is physical death and spiritual separation from God eternally. This is what's happening to Satan and the angels who rebelled with him. This is what will happen to all men who do not take God's provision of Jesus as their Savior. You see, God is eternally holy, without sin, and is incapable of evil. He will not allow sinful man into heaven. The only way into God the Father's presence is to have the penalty of sin wiped out in our lives. This could only be accomplished by someone who is without sin, willing to take our place. To make this long historical account short, Jesus did this for mankind. He willingly came from God the Father as a gift from heaven. The power of God's Holy Spirit overshadowed the Virgin Mary, and Jesus was born fully God, yet fully man, choosing to live as a man, experiencing everything that man experiences, yet without the seed of man's sin, or ever having yielded to sin during his 33 and a half years of life. The Bible describes Jesus as God incarnate, or God in the flesh, Emmanuel. He lived his entire life in complete submission to his Father without choosing to sin. Having met heaven's criteria for taking our place in judgment, he willingly chose to die on the cross as a sacrifice for our sins, paying the penalty of man's sin through his physical death, trusting in the resurrection power of the Godhead. Having paid this penalty for us, he arose from the grave 3 days later, having defeated death, hell, and the grave, and now offers to those who would turn from sin and turn to God eternal spiritual life with he and the Father. Man will still die physically, but does not face eternal separation from God. The Bible says we will receive new heavenly bodies and will live eternally in a place called heaven with him. But for those who refuse Jesus, these will live eternally in hell with the devil and his angels. Now you should understand why Jesus is the only way to the Father. No other religions have the ability to wipe out sin. Muhammad, Buddha, etc., all fall short. No Jesus, no life with God, only the hellishness of weeping and gnashing of teeth. This is why those of us who have made Jesus Lord of our lives are desperately trying to bring you this message. Now, once you make the decision to believe and receive Jesus' provision for your life, you get the added bonus of God's Spirit, not Jesus physically, of course, but his nature coming to live within you. The Bible calls his Holy Spirit our helper, bringing you the fruit of love, joy, peace, patience, self-control, etc. Here you get a glimpse of the triunity of God at work, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Three persons, yet one God, a relationship far beyond our human ability to fully understand. Yet Christians, those of us who believe and follow Christ Jesus, do receive a greater level of spiritual understanding than those who do not choose Jesus. I recommend you make the decision to ask Jesus, his Spirit, into your heart while you still have the opportunity. Life is short. God will then speak to you through his word, life circumstances, music, people, etc. Do not wait or reason through this. It will never make logical sense. But think about it. Do you really think you have the capacity to figure out God's ways? The one who made you, your mind, and everything about you, around you, and all that has ever existed, both visible and invisible? Yield, my friends, and accept this truth that is able to set you free from the fear of death and offer you the reward of God's eternal presence. Pray this prayer right now, but only if in your heart you truly are willing to turn from your sins and live your life for Jesus, no matter whether you have 80 minutes to live or 80 years. Pray with me as follows. God, I know that I was born into sin and that I am lost without you. I choose this day to turn from sin and to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Forgive me and send your Holy Spirit to come live within me, to help me live as your child. Thank you for saving me and making me part of your family. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed this prayer, God's promise to you is fulfilled and your sins are covered. You are now a child of God. You may not feel much different, but this is where you begin your new life in Christ. Begin reading the Bible. Get into a strong relational church. Start talking to God as you would a friend. It's called praying. Begin to praise him with your words and start working on obeying what you know to be right according to his holy word, being quick to confess and turn from any sin you may fall into. That's called worship. You won't be perfect in this life, just forgiven. And most of all, begin enjoying his presence, which is promised to those who earnestly continue to seek him. Choose to love and serve Jesus well. May God speak to your heart today. And if you've asked him in, welcome to the family.
alive.